Today 101.5 FM has pleasure in welcoming Susie Mankey to Morning Magazine. Susie, you're involved in fundraising for the Pine Community School. The school is an independent, democratic school enjoying 40th anniversary this year. Can you explain briefly to us what a democratic school is?
Yeah, absolutely. So a democratic school is about giving kids a democratic education, which is just where the kids have a bit of a power about making decisions in their own learning. Mm-hmm. So it's a democratic classroom is where students get to vote about the topics that they want to learn about and how they want to learn about them. So it's a really fun and engaging way for the kids to take ownership of their own education. So it helps them develop important skills like communication and critical thinking and problem solving and collaboration.
Goodness.
So most importantly, they're developing an amazing and caring community that they love being a part of. And I know that my daughters really love it.
How good is that? And what age groups are they?
For Pine Community School, it's from kindergarten, it's from prep to year six.
Okay. And how important is fundraising to this small school, Susie?
So fundraising is really important for any school, but it's particularly important for such a small school with a really unique approach to teaching and learning. So it really helps us provide extra resources for the kids, like updating technology throughout the school and adding new play equipment and landscaping, especially after all the rain events that we've had during the year. Where some of our landscaping got damaged. But last year we were able to purchase more musical instruments for the kids, and it's been really fantastic to see the kids learning new musical equipment, new musical instruments, and experimenting with that equipment, and just really rewarding to see our fundraising efforts pay off with the kids getting to enjoy that new equipment.
Absolutely. Now, you've come up with a pretty wonderful, fun and fabulous idea this year for the school. Can you tell us a little bit about the event you're planning?
Yeah, absolutely. So this year we're partnering with Comedy for a Cause to host a fabulous night of comedy this Friday. Mm-hmm. We've got four professional comedians lined up to entertain us. So definitely no parents on the stage performing. Mm-hmm. We've got lots of fun planned with some really amazing prizes up for grabs during the night. Everyone gets to have a really great night with lots of fun, lots of laughs, and all knowing that they're raising money for kids at Pine Community School.
Good one. And Susie, who are some of the comedians that will be performing?
So we've got some pretty big names. Our MC for the night is Dave Eastgate, and he's a pretty well-known in the Australian comedy scene. He regularly guests on ABC. He's performed internationally at the Edinburgh Comedy Festival, as well as all the usual big names like the Sydney and Melbourne comedy festivals. Our headliner is Fiona McGarry. She's another pretty well-known name in the Australian comedy scene. Mm-hmm. She's played the Melbourne and Sydney comedy festivals, but she regularly guest stars on ABC, as well as a lot of the morning drive shows. And quite a few of us have actually seen her perform, and she's very funny.
Good.
Our third comedian is quite a new fellow on the scene. His name is Josh Catino. He won the Queensland Raw Comedy Competition in March 22, and he's been getting rave reviews all over Australia since then. So I think he's got a very promising career in comedy. And then our last but not least is Anissa Nandula, and she is a really accomplished performer. She's actually a poet, a playwright, published author and educator. She's already performed at the Sydney Opera House and on Channel 10, and she's just recently turned her hand into comedy. And she just sounds like there's nothing that she can't do, and she's just killing it in comedy. So we're really excited to see all of these guys perform. It sounds like an amazing lineup, and it's just going to be a great night.
Certainly does sound like an amazing lineup, and what a great lot of fun that you can have with those people. I'm just thinking to myself, Susie, that we better let you give us quickly some of those details so we can we can get ready to go and have a great night.
Of course. So the show is this Friday night, March the 10th, at the Hills District Community Centre at 291 Dawson Parade. The doors open at 7 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Mm-hmm. Tickets are $40 for adults, but they are half price for students and pensioners.
Okay.
And all the proceeds go to raising money for kids at Pine Community School. So you can get your tickets at comedyforacause.net/PCS, or you can buy your tickets at the door. And okay. We'd really love to see everyone there.
Sounds good. We hope, Susie, that you have an absolutely fabulous night and a successful night, more importantly, because we certainly need that money to come flowing in to help the little kids. And all the best for the next 40 years, hey?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much.
Lovely. Thanks very much, Susie. And
thank
that was
you.
Susie Mankey, and she is from the Pine Community School, and it's for the Comedy for a Cause evening, and it's this Friday night. Don't miss out. Thanks, Susie.